Tropical Smoothie Cafe is reportedly getting a new owner. Kava is ready for its Midwest expansion, and a once buzzed about restaurant concept that went bankrupt is ready for its second act. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Heather Lally, RB's managing editor.
And I'm RB's senior editor, Joe Guskowski. The private equity giant Blackstone is apparently acquiring Tropical Smoothie. The Wall Street Journal reported on Wednesday that Blackstone is buying the smoothie concept at a $2 billion valuation. The company, which has quietly been among the industry's fastest growing chains in recent years, started exploring a sale late last year. System sales topped $1.2 billion last year, according to Technomic, which is double its size from 5 years ago.
Kava is ready to bring its crazy feta, falafel, and lamb meatballs to the Midwest. The Mediterranean Fast Casual plans to open its first Chicago location Friday in the city's Wicker Park neighborhood. The 3,000-square-foot store is one of just 11 Kava locations to feature in-store catering operations, and this restaurant includes a mural that's an homage to Chicago. Kava officials said there are plans to open, quote, a bunch of restaurants in the Chicago area and in the Midwest, but they declined to offer any specifics. But they noted that opening multiple locations in a geographic area helps with supply chain efficiency and more.
Clover Food Lab, a once hot concept that ran into financing problems last year, has emerged from bankruptcy and says it plans to expand. The chain emerged from bankruptcy after only a few months, with 13 locations, having closed two restaurants and a large warehouse. The company has a new management team, and the Boston-based chain wants to add another 47 locations over the next 5 years, mostly around universities and in urban markets.
BurgerFi opened its New York City flagship earlier this month, creating the Better Burger Lab at this location to act as an innovation pipeline. New York City is the food capital of the world, said CEO Carl Bachman, and some of the items launching here reflect those roots. The Everything Bagel Burger starts with bagels sourced from Big Apple icon H&H Bagels. It features a breakfast burger topped with Havarti, a fried egg, and grilled onions. Guests can also get a sneak peek of BurgerFi's new fried and grilled chicken sandwich and prime rib burger. Then they can provide feedback before the items are rolled out system-wide.
IHOP is doubling down on virtual brands and then some. The family dining chain is adding two new virtual brands from Virtual Dining Concepts and expanding the presence of a third. About 400 locations are now selling items from the NASCAR Refuel and MLB Ballpark Bites brands, while another 960 are offering sandwiches and sides from Pardon My Cheesesteak. IHOP tends to be busiest in the morning and has embraced virtual brands as a way to drive sales in slower day parts.
Pipe Dream has raised $13 million to accelerate its work on underground food delivery. The startup will use some of the funds to help meet demand for its pickup system, which uses robotic carts and underground tunnels to move food from restaurant kitchen to cars in the parking lot. It will use the rest to pursue its longer-term goal of building underground delivery networks that can connect entire cities.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Heather Lally. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.